Joey has like a really rad t-shirt on. If you're familiar with Castlevania the game, it looks like the image of Castlevania the game, except it's called Arkhamvania, and Joker is like the Dracula in like the Castlevania picture. And what's his name? Yeah. Simon Belmont is replaced by Batman. It's pretty strong. Where'd you get it, dude?
Geeky Mamas in Cerritos Mall.
Yeah! Cerritos Mall.
Shop. They have like handmade stuff there.
Yeah.
That's a good store. If you ever go to Cerritos Mall, it's in one of like the side streets. I don't know what you'd call
near,
it. Like
near Nordstrom.
Nordstrom's. There we go. Yeah, because they have like all that set up over there. Really cool little store. A lot of handmade stuff. A lot of collectibles.
That's cool.
They even have like a whole section of like cards, but they're handmade cards. There's like they're printed with like original designs on there. It's a cool little place. Kind of pricey, but you know, getting good stuff. What else you got, Jen?
Well, the new American Horror Story is going to be coming out soon.
Oh, shit. I still haven't watched the last one.
Dude.
I know.
Real talk, I'm a little disappointed in you.
I know. You should be.
But she's watching Game of Thrones, so
that's way better.
But American Horror Story has been going on for so long that we started it together. We watched the entire first season pretty much like at the same time.
Yeah.
So we would be able to talk about it. And then she fell behind with Asylum, and then she didn't dip in at all with Coven, even though it's dear to her heart because it's fucking, I'm bleeding so much.
I know, you're like bleeding all over the place now.
Anyways, yeah. But anyways, this one is...
Whatever.
This one's a freak show.
Gross.
Not yet. Good thing.
This one is freak show.
This one's based off of like a freak show type thing.
Who's and coming back?
Sarah Paulson plays a two-headed conjoined twins, Bet and Dot. Oh God! Like, awesome. Let's just look at this. Like, look at the photo. Whoa. Like, look at the. Yeah,
is
I'm really
reals?
Excited. Yeah, this was the photo that she tweeted. It's the press release. So it's
Jesus Christ,
two-headed.
Oh, no, I'm thinking Sarah
Pauly. Oh no, not the chick from Go. Not the chick from Go trying to sell the ecstasy pills from Timothy Oliphant. Good movie, by the way. It's a good movie. It was like one of my favorite ones in high school. Don't own it on DVD. Which, by the way, if you guys want DVDs, please take because we have to downsize some shit.
Okay.
Because, yeah. Got to merge the two items. So, also, Jessica Lange is back.
Thank God.
So excited. So... Here's the list of people that are coming back. Jessica Lange, Evan Peters, Dennis O'Hare. I'm so excited.
Good,
he always plays
such
good characters. Francis Conroy, who I'm not sure, but Francis has appeared on every season of the show, so I don't know exactly who it is.
Francis is the redhead with the fake eye.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah.
Oh, I love her. She's great.
That one.
She plays the older maid in the first one.
Right.
She played, like, who did she play in the second
she
one?
She was the angel of death or
That's
mercy
right.
or whatever you want to call it.
She was the angel of mercy. And then in the coven, she was, like, the headmistress that came back.
Yeah.
So all of those people have appeared on every season. And then along with those are Kathy Bates. So pumped. Emma Roberts, which, I mean, I guess. I didn't really like her. I hated her character, actually, in The Coven. But I get it. She's going out with Evan Peters. Whatever.
She's, like, crazy jealous, so she's got to keep an eye on him.
Yeah. You'd think that, like, Julia Roberts would be like, hey, girl, come here. Let me tell you what's going
on. No, because Emma's from the brother's side.
I know,
but... And she wants nothing to do with them.
No, they went to, like, the Gram... Or, like, was it something
triage right
together?
Here.
Oh, thank you. Aww. I got a Pac-Man Band-Aid because I picked a scab and bleeding everywhere.
It's, like, so perfectly placed that, like, the actual bandage part is popping away from the wound.
Oh, shh, don't tell him. Okay, fixed it.
It's better.
So there sweet, though.
See, he locked himself in the bathroom
he's
now.
He's going to go cry now because of Morrissey's canceled tour. He's like, I want a Chinese shirt. Angela Bassett's back, which is awesome because I need her arms to stay motivated.
In your life.
She's got great arms.
She does have great arms.
Tina Turner with those great gams.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like, she's still tight, taut, whatever. Who is it, Precious? What's her face? Gabrooney Sibidi?
Yeah. Pressure.
I tried and then I stopped.
Fresh.
You unsee that scene with her and that Minotaur guy in Coven.
Oh, that was like, that was rough.
I still can't unsee that in my brain. Thanks for reminding me.
So, can we, sorry. Because you haven't seen this.
I haven't
seen
there. So,
that whole thing, because you're the only person in this room that has seen that. First off, Coven was very difficult to watch in terms of like its sexual overtones,
which I'm okay with. Normally,
yeah, the rape scene in the first episode was really difficult to watch, but then like that Minotaur fucking shit with Precious is just like, along with like the head. Remember when Kathy Bates put the head on the guy and it was just like, ooh. But then like fucking that thing like rapes the shit out of her and she's like, but I want it. And then it's like, now I'm dying because you're like, you tried to ram a horn inside of me.
It's just,
it's really,
I'm still drinking.
Drink the pain away.
But yeah, I will agree.
Drink the pain away. Drink the pain.
I was cool with the hospital scene. The hospital sex.
Oh my God, I just, I totally missed my mouth. Yeah. Totally missed my mouth. I'm sorry. I totally spilled beer all over my iPad and on me and like missed my mouth.
It's the margaritas. It's the Bud Light
Aritas. It's all sugar. I'm not used to so much sugar in my life. Like
that good old cactus cooler.
I would like just like to say also when I just removed like my can of beer from the coaster, it made a sound. So anyways, Precious being raped by a Minotaur.
Little giggle from the kitchen there.
We all saw Legend. You know what happened to Tom Cruise.
Come on.
Yeah, but let's think about the hospital sex scene with
Emma Roberts like that guy. Oh no, it wasn't Emma Roberts. It was the other chick,
and the guy died.
Yeah, the other chick. The
that's how I would want to go.
Sad eyes. She was the ghost girl from
Vera Farmiga's sister.
Yeah, that chick. And she, yeah, because every guy that she fucked, they Ebola'd themselves.
I'm good with dying that way. That's totally fine with me.
It's like Matthew McConaughey's dad. Have a heart attack in the moment.
Are you gonna finish?
No,
that?
I'm not gonna drink any more of that. Oh my God, it's a suicide. Of Bud Light Aritas.
I need to taste that when you're...
You have like... Did you... You put... Which ones did you put? You put the... Okay, so Gabe... So let's stop. Gabe
She's
just...
So excited.
Gabe just made a suicide of the Aritas with the mango, strawberry, and you finished
raspberry.
The lime? So mango. Mango. Oh, you finished strawberry? So it was the lime, mango, and...
Okay, first of all...
Raz.
It smells way better.
Would you say delightful?
I would say delightful. Yeah, instantly smells better. Like, it's still kind of shitty.
Can I smell it?
Yeah, smell it. I'm sorry.
You're probably going to have a lizard baby.
It smells like a real margarita.
It does. It's so much better.
Oh,
the secret is...
Like fruity margarita.
So I kind of feel like these would
Brian's
be like
Jonestown
Lola
style.
There's still a little like, when you drink it. But it's so much better that...
It's a like massacarita.
Massacarita?
Oh my God. This is infinitely better.
I wonder what would happen if we had
strawberry.
I'm sorry. No.
Don't apologize.
It'll taste the
add
same.
Add it in. No. So, I mean, they're small enough little cans that I think we could go buy like the 10 for 10, get a blender, and throw them all in a thing with like, and make like a giant batch.
I think we should do that.
I went back for like three times. With the
okay, definitely smells better.
Yeah, consensus.
Tastes great. Not great, but better.
There's still that little kick from the lime.
Yeah.
But it goes away real quick with the raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I think the sun lotion
gone.
Taste is gone.
Gone. I think the mango.
Yeah. Good idea, babe. Good idea, bud. Straight up.
Well, that's the new Holy Sweater Girls
Official drink for summer. Right there is
that we're going to get the 10 for 10. We're going to mix a bunch of these. And then the new picture is just going to be of us all just passed out on the floor.
Just, literally Jonestown the day after.
Coco, do you know how to work a camera on a smartphone?
doesn't a phone like have a timer thing on it?
Does or is it? I don't know.
I can probably do it, but like my thumb might be in the middle.
That's fine. You know, whatever. That's fine.
I have a quick thing to say.
It's a highly important matter that's been relevant in the sports news if you've been following the World Cup, and that's nude swimming. The men's Croatian team, God bless them, they got their brains beaten out when they played Brazil, and fuck yeah, man, Brazil's a really good team, so Croatia fucking shook hands, they're good bros, traded the shirts, which is always a cool thing that they do when they play football, retired to their private hotel, and just want to do a little naked swimming. Naked swimming, sorry, well, you may actually have a better understanding
Nobody
of this.
Nobody knows, but...
It's awesome. Your wang is like flying all behind you. It's like a little rudder. It's great. I mean, unless like you're in like
flying
the Amazon.
Behind you, and, like a rotor?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, don't do it in like weird places where they have that like weird little fish that like swims up your dick hole and like does... don't do that. Yeah. Rafts. But
that's exactly where to do that is where they have rafts.
It's very European, and I just want to say I'm a strong proponent of naked swimming. Look, man, I get it. If you have kids, you're probably nervous of, like, some other guy's wang all flopping around in front of your kid's face.
Yeah.
But if you ask people from, like, the 1930s, I'm a proponent, so I've done my history. It's actually more hygienic when swimming in a public pool for everyone to be naked than having some sort of, like, clothes on.
That they pee into?
Multiple times. Or just, like, have all kinds of other detritus attached to it. You show up, you take a shower, then you get in the public pool. When you swim naked, and you learn to appreciate other people's bodies. And maybe, just maybe, your own.
Oh.
This is Gabe Zanoria, naked swimmer, signing out.
Well, I'd just like to say really quick.
Go for it.
About, you know, you're talking about dick flopping.
Yeah.
As you do.
I can't unsee, since you're talking about videos that you can't unsee, I cannot unsee the video that I watched of American Apparel CEO Dov Charney.
That's a dick swinger of a name if I've ever heard.
There was a video that was recently released, and I'm trying to look for it to show you guys, but I can't find it like at this moment exactly. Let me search his name. So anyways, so I mean, okay, so this guy was finally fired. This guy was finally fired for sexual harassment and inappropriate behaviors.
Which he's basically still denying, right?
He is still denying it, but there's
like everyone has said.
So like for the last few years, it's been rumored and whatnot. And there we go. The American Apparel board were like, because now they're coming under fire, like, why didn't you take steps before this happened or before, like, why did it take you so long? Because they kept defending him. And they're like, we can't go based off rumor. Even though the guy has had multiple cases settled, which usually when a thing is settled, it's kind of, like, questionable.
We know we're not going to win it, so here's some money.
Right. So, anyways, there was a video that was recently released.
I can see, like, the top part of this. It's
so
not good.
There are two women in the video, one filming it, one in the video, and then Dov Charney. And it's what looks like a very... like work live space kind of area where there are multiple like IMAX.
Just everybody crowd around.
Okay. So there are multiple computers. There's the girl that's on the thing.
Live dick commentary.
So let's just watch it and comment as we do this.
So much hair.
Yeah, there's a lot of hair.
Oh, there's music.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So.
Is he on the phone?
Yeah, he's on the phone. He's dancing around naked. He's making some girl touch him on his, touch his hip.
Not into it.
Not into it.
Not into it. Not into it.
Hold on.
You know, the screen is kind of like.
He's got there we go. Good coke confidence.
He's got he's into it. So he's naked, got a huge bush. It's like work live space. It looks like a live space.
Oh, it's a Talking Heads, though.
It's Talking Heads song.
Who is
Dov Charney is talking business. like, it's a fucking huge bush. And he's just walking around, dancing, dick flopping.
He's scratching himself. His back.
It's like total like coke status, man.
He has no problem with being filmed. And and the girl is not making any like attempt to hide it. She put the phone right in his face. And then
he ran away. You want to say hi to her? You want to say hi to her? Sure. Here, look. See, look, it's workspace, right?
Yeah. Cool chairs.
He sounds like a retard, like not a retard. I'm sorry. That's like he just sounds like kind of like.
Well, he's
stupid.
Probably coked up, like you said. Yeah.
So it's here, like a work conversation.
He's circumcised.
Oh, that's good.
She's talking.
Oh, he's got a little.
And he's like doing a look at my look.
That dick is bouncing everywhere. It's just the worst thing I've ever seen.
I just can't even like not look at it because it's just like terrible.
Just look at it.
Oh, he's eating pie.
He's eating.
Grabbing his butt. Like, don't look.
Look at my booty.
All of a sudden, don't look at my butt. Yeah.
But like, they're also having like work conversations on the phone. The rumor is that. Whoa. No, let's don't.
That,
do
we
that.
Don't need to. We don't need to
that
zoom in.
The girls that are in the video are managers of stores.
Huh.
So he was officially fired on Wednesday for running his company into the ground, supposedly, which is American Apparel. But in addition to his apparent lack of business savvy, which, you know, I don't know. I think that can be argued, but he's shown consistent loss over the last few years. He's like homies with Terry Richardson.
That's never a good thing.
He's the kind of guy that would name his dick Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
I'm Dev Charney. This is my dick Cheney.
I just feel gross.
What you were saying earlier about like why did this go on for so long? It's a fucking Donald Sterling thing. It's an OJ Simpson thing. It's like there's been repeated instances of this shit happening. But you make enough money.
Yeah.
You make people enough money.
Right. I think he wasn't bringing in the hits anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know.
And now it's just, we got to get rid of you.
Or like if it's like, if you make your bones being like, oh shit, we're controversial. Like, what are you going to do? Like, make yourself more PC? And it's like, nah, like we're getting pub by being controversial. Let's keep it running. Mm. And the next thing you know, it like bleeds into your personal life. And it's like, yeah, man, you're not the ad. Like, you can't walk around pretending like you're living the ad of, like, fuck, I'm going to perv on, like, teenagers and get all weird. It's like, no, man, I get if it's an ad, but if you're, like, living that way.
That's no bueno.
Caught up, man.
On that note, be good people.
Please, put your pants on.
Keep your clothes on.
Keep the missiles in the silos, Florida.
So what is it? What is it, like? Be good people.
Be good people.
Don't rape.
Don't rape.
Don't kill.
Don't kill.
Don't be a weirdo. Don't be a creepy weirdo.
Don't be a creepy weirdo.
And take care of each other. And like take care of each other. I was going to come up with a fuck, marry, kill for the women and for the men. And like I totally forgot. But I really have to pee. So we need to cut this
short. We got to cut it up.
Fucking Facebook it to our MySpace.
Look.
Let us know who are the people we would marry.
Facebook.
Fellatio or kill.
Yeah.
We got like really in depth there.
Please like us on Facebook, please, or friend us, I should say, because we don't have a fan page. It's like it's like a friend page.
We want to be friends with you.
We do.
Like us, that'd be cool.
Don't listen to him.
Like none of that.
Of like how many?
Don't listen to him.
None of that.
Also, go. You can get this on Podomatic, or you can get it on iTunes. Holy Sweater Girls, Holey Sweater Girls. Plural.
Swim naked. Free.
Yeah.
Fuck a raft.
Do all of that. And have a great, happy first day of summer.
Enjoy.
The longest day.